Thanks for joining the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It is two masterminds in one. On the front half, we talk about something that you've brought up inside of the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. And on the back end, whatever's kind of on my mind. But today, you get to hear from a guest host. Paul Corey from Boston is leading the way. Paul?
So anyway, good morning, Pivot family. How is everybody doing this morning?
It's good morning.
Well, I'm your host, Paul Corey, of the Corey team. And I'm happy that we get to start our morning together. Thank you again, Mr. James, for providing the opportunity while he's traveling to London to check out for Elevate. So this happened to me last week, and I wanted to talk about hijacking. Who's been hijacked before? You had this whole well-planned day, and then the phone rings, or a family member has a need, and they pull you away, and next thing you know, it's like, right? So there's a quote that I found, Jim Rohn, and you guys probably already heard this. He says, either you run your day or your day runs you, right? So I'd like to ask if you can share, what's one system or boundary you put into place that helps you your day from preventing from being hijacked? I've heard some things in the past, but I'd like to get your take on it. So Louise, from South Florida, you've got your hand raised.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, I'm excited. I'm not 100% successful protecting my day, but I tell you when I do have a good day, now let me rephrase it. When I start my day with Pivot, that really sets the tone. So this is an anchor for my day. That's kind of a non-negotiable, period.
Okay. Yeah. Well, everybody that's here, same thing, right? It starts your morning. It gives you a place to be. I think at some level, it's like, hey, where were you? It's like, you know, where were you? You weren't at the gym this morning. There's a level of accountability. Morning, Masha.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Thanks
How
for the
you?
Opportunity. I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little distracted. And so it's a funny topic for me. I have my cute dog sitting next to me on the floor, and he's growling at something on the table, and I get distracted by a lot of stuff. People like to come and knock on the door when I'm working from home, which I'm doing today. So oftentimes for me, when I have something really important that I have to get done, I'll close the door, put a sign on it. If I'm at my office, I have glass doors. So I have a blind actually that I installed to cover when I'm in there so that I can not be seen by people who are walking by. And I will really clear my workspace of everything other than the one thing that I have to get done right then, so that I can't get distracted, or I'm less likely to get distracted by all the other little things that I think are important, because to me, everything's important. So I try and really focus on just putting in front of me that one thing that I have to get done that 1 hour, and then I move on to the next.
So if I were James this morning, I would say, on page 272 of blah, blah, blah book, Gary talks about building his bunker. So I'll just make up a number. On page 37 of the ship book, James, no, this, I don't know what page it's on, but you know what's in there somewhere. Morning, Mr. Jack Smith. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. And thank you, Paul, for leading the charge today. You do always do such a great job. We had Nakia yesterday. I just want to put a little plug in here. Louise mentioned, and I'll get to your topic in a second. You know how I love to digress. Louise mentioned Juan Benitez and his TED Talk. If you have not seen it, go watch it. Very impactful, very clear, very concise, very Juan, for lack of better words. It was absolutely wonderful. What do I do to start my day? I pray for prayer meditation. First thing in the morning, I pray for, I don't know, however long I pray, and meditate for however long I meditate. So that really sets my stage. And if the day starts to get wonky, I know this is gonna sound weird. We have a very, very private bathroom in our office. And I just go sit in there for about 5 minutes and just get clear my brain, because otherwise it's just nonstop nonsense. So that's what I do to start my day. And it's a great way to start our day with you and Nakia this week so far. I can't wait to see who's the rest of the week. And thank you for your birthday greetings for Philip's 80th birthday. These numbers do not match up. I'll tell you that right up front. I remember when I was 30. I remember when I was 40. I remember when I was 50, 60, 70. This is nuts. But anyhow, enjoy each and every day, everybody. Masha, I love your hair. I love your new hair.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jack Smith Show. Good job, Jack. I didn't realize that Philip and I were just a day apart. He's the 25th. I was the 24th. Morning, Vicky.
Good morning. So great to see you, Paul. Thank you so much for your beautiful shares and everything. And I just wanted to say mine to keep me focused is habit stacking. That is something that just very similar to what Louise said. To me, habit stacking is the way that I stay focused and consistent because my brain loves the routine. And if I add one new thing, you know, it helps, but I keep it very simple. I wake up in the morning, I do my early birds, I have a minute, and then I'm on this call. And then I'm on my conversations. And then it just jumpstarts me into my day. And that just gives me peace of mind. And so when I'm going along the rest of my day, it kind of just sets the tone. So that just helps me with my constant reminders as to what I need to do, and everything just flows.
What happens when, like, your day gets thrown off? You get that. How do you get back on track?
Yeah, that's a daily. And how I just do it is I just, you know, the train always tends to fall off the tracks. But how I get back on is I just remember how I started my day. I just remember my habit stacking and I just go right back into what I need to do. And it's just writing it down too. I have a calendar and I have it in the calendar on Sunday so that I have everything written, because if I don't have my calendar and I have to remember what I need to do and the very important priorities, then the train, when it falls off, it's off. So I have to refer back to, you know, where everything is written down. I'm visual. I have to have it either in my, you know, my calendar or in my notes, but I have it somewhere.
So put in the chat if you use a paper or a digital calendar. Or both. Curious, because I've always used digital until this year. My bride bought me a paper. Actually, I'm going to get a smaller one. It's too big. I see a lot of both.
Paul, I'm old school. I need the paper, but I'm also digital because I'm always in the car. So I need to have both.
Yeah. Something about writing it down and having it open, because the digital, it's just really hard to see the whole future, like even if it's just the day or the week. Divya, good morning. I haven't seen you in a long time. How's everybody, the family, doing?
Hi, Paul. Good morning, everybody. Family's doing well, thank God. So for me, in this topic, it's been a growth for me because I was always all over the place. I'm a people pleaser like all of you. And it's like, you just want to say, yes, I'll do it. Yes, I'll do it. And it just kept holding me back in my day. So now I ask myself, I have to pause and ask myself, is it going to help me move forward in my day, or is it just going to hold me up? And like Jack said, the Juan Benitez TED Talk was amazing. Because he said something that I have learned to do, if it doesn't serve you, don't give it time. And as a people pleaser, it's so hard to do, but it's so necessary for us to move forward. You know, like they say, 1% every time in your day. So I would advise everybody to just have that pause when you are in that chaos moment that I have to do everything. So just prioritize and pause during your day.
Thank you. So I want to try to stay focused on, we have your plan. We've got our time blocking, and that's not the problem. We've time blocked it. We've written it on our digital or our paper calendar. I'm talking about you getting the hook. And this is what happened to me last week. And my whole day went down the tube. So, hey, Orly, good morning.
Good morning. So for me, it's the way I live my life, clarity and intention. So my day timer, my paper big day timer, is time blocked, color coded. So if a disruptor comes in, it's, I'm so sorry, but I have a coaching call at 1 o'clock. I'm so sorry, I have Inspire. So whatever it is on my calendar, I can't deviate from it because it's there and I've got to check it all off before I leave the day. So I have very little disruptions because I'm in control of my day and my time.
So you just say no, right? It sounds like, right?
It has to be a no because I have something on my day timer that I have to show up for. So there's no room. And but thank you, but no. However, I do have a slot tomorrow, at this time that I'm available. Is that good for you?
Okay, great. I mean, my situation was okay. Lee's gonna jump in and go ahead, Lee. You can explain it.
So what Paul is referring to is last week we had a meet the appraiser type of appointment. And that should be a half hour. You go there, you meet the appraiser, you leave, whatever. Well, all of a sudden there was broken window, there was glass, and the appraiser had to get done. So what happens then? Does he say, "I'm sorry, I have a time block and I can't do this right now"? Even though we are extending the mortgage commitment because this appraiser was late, or does he stay there and fix the broken window, come home, get plexiglass, fix it, and have the appraiser come back or send the video that it's done so the appraisal gets in? So things like that happen. And I think you just have to give yourself grace when that happens too, right? Like there was no win situation for Paul on that.
No, but that's life happening. I mean, I could be doing my work and get a phone call and someone's going to the ER or whatever's happening. That's just life. But I think if you stay consistent, let's say 80% of the time, disruptors will happen and it's okay.
Right.
Like you said, you give yourself grace.
So
Right.
I think hijacks are normal, but it's your response that determines the productivity. My thought was, okay, I'm leaving here, and we know we've heard in bold and all the other places that, okay, I'm gonna erase it, so I must replace it. But the reality is, for me, like if I don't eat the frog in the morning and do the lead generation, coming back at like noontime, it's like brutal. I'm like my resolve is low. So and I happen to have been talking to Ian at the time when I was driving. And I said, "You can't believe what I'm about to do right now." And I literally became Mr. Roper, which made me think of this topic. A lot of you are too young to know who Mr. Roper was, but
Move on.
hey, Dean, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Number one, block, block, block. Very hard. Second of all, what I do when something comes my way that's a complete surprise, Paul, is I kind of stop and do a physical manifestation and take a beat. In other words, something comes at you. It's an under appraisal, an issue with an inspection, something like that. I physically say, without being too crazy about it, I go, "Okay, I can handle this." You physically stop for a second. You physically take a pause before you just react to it. So always think respond, not react. That's the way I do it. Thanks for letting me share, Paul.
Thank you. Thanks, Dean. Morning, Phil.
You.
Good to see you again.
Thank you, sir, and thanks for giving me a second. So I think by and far everybody understands this is there are exceptions, there are rules. But my favorite invention of the 20th century is caller ID and being able to make a decision that if I pick up this call, I'm going to let them know, hey, I only have 30 seconds. I only have a minute. I only have 5 minutes. But before I even pick up the call, I set the timer. And then I'm really big on renegotiation. Renegotiation of I made this commitment. I give people heads up. I say something just came up. And what someone said it, or I think Orly said it, the grace that I allow myself fills my up to give other people grace. I think that's it, really. We all have to choose what's most important in this moment, and it's about the exception, So.
Yeah, and I think things are going to come up that are totally out of the ordinary. That's what I experienced. So I really didn't feel like I had a choice to do what unless I did what I did. Hey, Dan, morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I mean, actually, I was just recently hijacked within like the past 30 to 45 days. I'm with the Keller Williams name, image, likeness with the student athletes for Rutgers University. And as of right now, I have 18 student athletes under my realm to support them in getting their real estate license. But it's also about finances, career. And along with this position, you have to follow them on Instagram in regards to their sport that they're in. You know, I've got to be making social media posts, you know, copying their photo, the advertisement for their game, for their win, so on and so forth. So that's been taking up a lot of my time where I was getting away from my other social media posts for real estate. But now, you know, I'm utilizing my calendar to do it like maybe twice a week to focus on these student athletes.
You're coaching them too, so which is a nice thing for you to do as well, part of the job. All right, Crystal. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning to everybody. It's good to see you all this morning. You know, it's funny, and I know Orly's right here with me about this. We've been doing this a really long time. And the most important thing is if we get hijacked, it's our fault because we allow it to happen. The most important thing is we gotta follow our schedule. I know every day I have appointments 11, 2, and 4. And if I didn't fill those time slots, I'm prospecting during those times. And it's the most important thing to follow it. And if you do fall off the track, so to speak, as Vicki says, get back on and just get on your schedule again. You have total control of your day and you make it good or you make it bad. Nobody else has control of it but you.
But I think we're all saying the same thing, where stuff's going to happen that when you wake up, when your alarm goes off in the morning, you just don't know what's coming your way, right? It's not like a typical going to the 8 to 5 job. Stuff happens, and it's just non-repeatable things, and you have to just deal with it. And if you do deal with it, I think the crucial point is, okay, are we going to get back on track, or are we just going to blow off the whole day? And because I just can't get by. Wrap my arms around it. And I
I
do
think the
think
big
having it in
thing.
front of you on a paper form, it's hard not to pay attention to that, where it's in digital world, it can get lost.
Well,
Sorry.
and we're problem solvers. That's what we do every day. So we should be able to handle it. Sometimes it hurts, sometimes it's not pretty. But my goal every day is to accomplish something. And by having that schedule, no matter what, I mean, I have an appointment for my nails and my hair and my Pilates. Those are appointments. And
Those
if
are
we don't follow
appointments,
the appointments, we
right?
lose the day.
But that's on your schedule. I'm talking about things that are not on your schedule. So we have 7 left, and we got 7 minutes. So rapid fire, 1 minute each. Amy?
Hi, good morning. So I get what you're saying, Lee. This happens a lot to me because I do PC coaching in my office and people come to me with questions and things of that nature. So I leverage is what it is. So if there's something that somebody else can do that is on your calendar, so this way you can get done what you need to get done, then use the leverage that you have.
That is a good comment. Thank you. Brianne, good morning.
Good morning. So I have a 3-year-old and I just take the approach of, are you bleeding first? Are you hurt or are you scared? And I think taking that approach to everything in business is really important because if it's something that, if it's not bleeding or on fire, we can hold on. If it's something that you're hurt, we can address. And if you're scared, we can calm you down. So I think taking that approach in everything has been really helpful and just putting your mindset into it, the toddler world, because nothing goes as planned when you have a 3-year-old. And I think everyone just needs to remember to take that with a bit of grace every day.
That's great. You're literally taking temperature of the situation and then making your decision from that, right?
Exactly.
That's what it sounds like. Morning, Mr. Co-host, or well, not today, but morning, Matt, another host who does a great job, by the way.
Paul,
Awesome
what's up,
job.
man? Hey, man, I appreciate that. You're doing awesome. Good morning from El Paso. You know what? Like, I feel like, you know, your schedule, if you have it, if you follow your schedule the majority of the time, then if something weird happens, it's okay, right? Like, it's kind of like, you know, if you eat right the majority of the time, and every once in a while something happens and you fall off the wagon, it's gonna be okay. Like, I start to get uncomfortable if I miss, you know, the mornings. If my morning is messed up, then I start to get a little, you know, irritable basically, because I know I need to lead generate and I know I need to kick through phone calls and conversations. So if I can control that, then I feel like, you know, my day is going to be okay. And then in the afternoon, you know, you're going on appointments, and the appointments, I don't care what's going on, I'm going to be on time for the appointment. And then the rest of this stuff, kind of falls in between. And every once in a while, you got to stop what you're doing and fix something, and that's just the way it is. But the majority of the time, if I'm following the schedule, I feel like it's going to be okay. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Matt, for the share. We got the dynamic duo, Brent and Alice. Good morning from California. What
Good
time is it
morning.
there? 4:56 in the morning. You guys are
Yes,
brave
it is.
soldiers.
Yes, it is.
Today is surgery day for Brent.
Yeah, I got a little outpatient surgery thing going on. So, talk about interruptions in your life. There you go. But I think the thing you have to realize how us as guys, we're fixers. We go and do things, right? And what ladies, how much fun is it that you have someone that you can rely upon to go take care of those types of interruptions that are out there, whether it's fixing a broken window or having to, put the sold sign on the house. It's nice to be able to have that. And I think the thing is, like Lee said, sometimes just giving yourself a little more grace. But I agree with you, Paul. Once your routine gets messed up like that, and you're coming back in later in the day when you're not used to lead generating, it's hard to get into that lead generation mode to replace. So that's where what your wife's wisdom there, give yourself a little grace, would be a nice pillow to land on.
Well, I'll also say that, and thank you for that. I'll also say that for 5 years now, I'm not lead generating solo. I'm lead generating with a bunch of you that are on a power hour. And so to come back at 12 when power hour is over, now I'm really feeling lonely. And this is definitely, I don't want to be doing this by myself. So, yeah, thank you. We've got 1 minute. I think, Vicky, you're going to tell me what to do here. But morning, Lisa.
Yeah, I
Morning.
just wanted to say life be life, and right, it bends when we want it straight, it storms when we pray for the calm, and it even tests us when we feel unprepared. But here's the truth: most of us here, right, we are prepared. We've done the work, you've planted the seeds, and you've built the foundation. So when life be life, meet it with grace, meet it with faith, and with quiet confidence that you have the right things in place to carry you through and accomplish your goals. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Karen, good morning. We got a couple minutes left.
Found
And
my mute button.
I'm gonna put in the chat, I just found it. James has in the pivot file section a whole list that he put together, I'll paste it here, of all the different power hours that are available to everyone.
My day went sideways yesterday. I'd had a crown put in late last week, started having pain over the weekend. They looked at it at 10 o'clock and said, come back at 3 for a root canal. And I, like you, I use both, but I have a paper planner. When I got home after the root canal, gave myself a few minutes to take some Tylenol, and then looked at that list and basically said, okay, with the time that's left to the day, if I can only, what can I get done that I will feel like I accomplished something today? Gave myself grace and said, I'm not going to get it all done, but what's the one thing that I can get done now?
That's a great take. It just works. So you're prioritizing. All right, we have time for one more. Lorenzo, make it quick, 30 seconds.
Okay, I'll make
It's
it quick.
bouncing all over. Yeah.
Okay, I'm on the train. Apologize for that. Well, in those situations, like right now, I'm going to a doctor. I'm not usually making my calls, but I'm looking for the opportunity when an interrupter comes. If I have to fix something in a property because the appraiser wants it done, then I'm going to Home Depot and I'm saying, where's the opportunity at Home Depot? Is there somebody in here that I can talk to about business? So
That's a
there's
great way to
always
look at it.
opportunity every time there's a purpose for the interruption. It's
Sure.
bigger than you, it's bigger than me, and the opportunity is always there.
I love that.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday, August 26th. I am Paul Corey with the Corey team of Keller Williams, Boston Southwest, and filling in for James, who is traveling today. So on the pre-show this morning, we were talking about if your day gets hijacked, what do? How do you protect it? How do you get back on track? And I just want to say thank you for everyone for sharing their tips, their strategies, and how they handle it. It's going to happen inevitably, but it's how we deal with it. So Put a one in the chat if this is your first time on Pivot. James does this once in a while, and I am always curious to see. So today we're going to be on page 19 in Shift, and it looks like this. And you're going to say, Paul, you're crazy. That's the page we're going to deal with right there. But before we do, let's start with a couple of Tell Me Something Goods. Maybe someone new to the call would like to share. All right, Mark. Good morning, Mark Martin.
Good morning. I just wanted to share my something good this weekend to put a house under contract that if this closes and everything that is under contract closes, I will cap in September, which is 3.5 months for me.
Congrats.
Fastest I've ever done. So just again, a shout out to this community and some of the tips and things, mindset I've gotten from this to help me keep moving forward. So
nicely done. Good job. Congrats. Hey, Lainey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Paul. Great job as usual. Happy birthday to Miranda. It is her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Miranda.
But my something good is that, you know, what we learn in this community is clutch. It really is. And if you put what you learn into action, it works. And, you know, we talk about pricing and sellers and buyers and, you know, it's all in how you talk to people. And I wrote 3 contracts. One was accepted last night, but then I had a new listing that came on last week. I did a broker's open, 30 people through. And then I had an open house on Saturday and I had 30 people come through and I got 4 offers. And we're under contract in 10 days. So if you price it right and you do the things, it works. It works. And I only learned that from here.
Yeah,
so,
you're doing what you're hearing here. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's all I do. I just, you know, it's rinse and repeat.
Awesome. Good morning. We'll do 2 more. Susan, good morning. And then Miranda, birthday girl.
Are you talking to me?
You talking to me? You talking to me? Yeah.
No, I don't know. There's another Susan. So.
Yep, Susan.
No, I just, you know, I had a plan this weekend because I'm having a tough year, and I was talking to Dean yesterday about it. And my daughter, when she came home from Israel one time, she put my whole entire office into a strict process. That process fell apart. Well, this weekend I called her on the phone. And I said, "You'll be so proud. I must have shredded hundreds and hundreds of papers, cleared out my file cabinet, and cleared off my desk and started calling people that were in my database from 2022. And I said, I was going to do a bold 100, but one woman got me on the phone. I was on the phone with her for 1.5 hours. I couldn't get off. And she said, I guess I want to sell my house, but I can't move off the couch right now because my back is broken. 1.5 hours. I couldn't get her off the phone. So I just, you know, tried not to continue with her every 5 minutes. But I got to tell you, I spoke to a lot of people and one guy said, come by next Wednesday. But I was apologetic on all those phone calls that I'm sorry that I haven't called you in such a long time. And one guy said to me, I know you. You send out a holiday card with a QR code with music in it. I mean, well, incredible.
Yeah.
You never thank know. You
birthday girl, Miranda, good morning.
Hey, it's my birthday.
Hello, Virgo.
Yes. My last year of my 40s. Ooh, not sure I feel about that. Thank you for the birthday wishes. My something good is this past weekend, we had 2 listings go live and we did 2 open houses and they were crazy busy. We got great new leads. We were so excited. We really paid attention to what our message was at the door to greet people. And it was just, hi, what brings you by today? Other than obviously you're at an open house to break the ice a little bit and right, to get them talking about what is the most important thing. And, you know, when you talk to people and you connect with them on a deeper level, they're going to tell you, they're going to give you their phone number. They're going to give you their information and they're going to ask you to stay in touch. So it is not hard to get people to give you the information if you are compassionate about what's important to them. And so it was great.
Thank you very much. If you're interested in them, that's what it's about. It's not about us, right?
We also close tomorrow on my $1.25 million office building. It has been my best year of my real estate career, so I'm super excited to keep it going.
Good birthday present. Keep it going.
Thanks.
All right. Good morning, everyone. The other day, I was reading a post in Facebook in the Pivot Group, actually, and they were talking about how to stay motivated, especially when things aren't going well. And I think motivation kind of looks like a roller coaster where you have your ups and downs every minute and every other minute and just down and up and all over the place. And put a bin there in the chat if you can relate to that, where it's just not, you're not always highly motivated. It's up, it's down. So I'm kind of a tracker guy. Now I track, we track everything. And that's just sort of how my brain works. And what I wanted to try and do today is tie tracking and how tracking can affect your motivation. So if you go to page 19, you see, what does that say? It says you shift, right? So we've never been on that page before. Obviously, the reason is because there's nothing on it. But if you flip to page 24, and it's not by mistake that we've been here a few times. That's what my book looks like. And I don't even, I'm not even on every single call. Lee's probably has got a way more than I do. But it looks like a Beatles Kaleidoscope t-shirt from the 60s. So I don't think it's by mistake that my book looks like that. I think that Gary speaks throughout the book about relationships between motivation and tracking. And especially now we're in a shifting market. One of the biggest challenges in real estate is to stay motivated. So, you know, we've heard a million times that you can't control the market, but you can control your activities. So what I know is that the fastest way to lose motivation is to operate on feelings slowly. Actually, when you try to make decisions on feelings, you typically make the wrong decision. And the benefit of tracking, it's almost like if you're going to go, you're thinking about buying a car, let's say, for example, and you let your emotions go crazy and like, oh, I really want this car, I really want this car. But your checkbook says, I can't afford this car. It's way out of my budget. Well, that kind of puts you back on track and it equalizes sort of your feelings. And motivation, I think, is part of emotions. So when you track your numbers, it gives yourself proof that progress is happening. And the relationship between motivation and tracking, like tracking replaces doubt with clarity. Does that make sense? So it makes motivation less about what you feel and more about the results that are going to come if you stay consistent. And that's what we try to do every day after the call. So type a chat. Type in the chat a yes or no if you track any numbers at all. That's just great. Okay, so a lot of people are tracking. So let's raise your hand. Miranda, I don't know if your hand's up from before or if you're just, yeah. Okay, so what I'd like to know is what numbers do you track daily that help you stay motivated? And this is where you guys, okay, Dan, you're up.
Yeah, thank you again. Yeah, the numbers I track, of course, are my contacts, conversations I have each day. And also, I'm getting down to the point where I'm starting to track my financials, my expenses on a weekly basis versus when I was doing it about 2 months ago on a monthly basis. Because, you know, I'm starting, as the market starts to shift, I have to start shifting my expenses, see what I can get away from in order to save money.
So by looking at your expenses, I'm talking about in your finances on a more frequent rotation, what have you found changed by doing that?
Actually, my mindset, because I look at my expenses, I said, boy, you know what? I got to start making more money. I need appointments, signed contracts and closings.
Yeah. And that's kind of that was sort of what I was going with the analogy of like liking something like a car or whatever. And oftentimes I'll say, Lee, we should. And then we sit down and look and I'm like, we shouldn't. So, and I think that's what tracking helps you make decisions. And those decisions might motivate you to want to make the calls to make more money to get to the thing that you want, right? So that's kind of the tie. Hey, Elaine, good morning.
Good morning. So quickly, three things. Daily tick tick. I use tick tick. It's an app on your phone and I go through my basic If you were to remember the sheet of paper that Brittany McAllister did, like the five old lead follow-ups. So I have everything in my tick-tick. And you can't imagine how much joy it has. This little ding. When you click it done, it goes ding. And so when you click it done, it sounds happy. Number two, your 12-week year. Jordana, Joey, and I are, and Arlene Bianco are doing a 12-week year that we're actually tracking at the end of the week. So you have daily, weekly, you know, make sure that you do your 12-week year, wham. And then thirdly, I have Clarity Now, which we got at the one advance the years ago. And Clarity Now will allow you to track where your business is coming from on a yearly basis. So when you go to your business plan, then you, in your business plan, know exactly where your business is coming from. So daily, weekly, yearly.
Awesome. So Tick Tick is an app that you use. Hey, you guys, put a yes in the chat if you love checking things off on a checklist, because I think that's what you said. You get that sort of high from checking something off, right? Yeah. How many people write things down so you can check it off, but you've already done it? That's me. Good morning, Mignon.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you so much. So whenever I'm working with my coaching clients, we actually track about 14 key metrics. And those are anything from the two-way conversations all the way down to the all the way down to profit. And those go back through the MREA and the original models of either listings and buyers and pipeline. But what's really, really fun and cool is whenever I can look at my coaching client and say, based on your numbers and what you've tracked, every phone call you make, you actually, even if you get a no, you're on average between $37 and $44 every single no. And for me, whenever I watch my clients, like their eyes light up, they're like, oh, so I need to go for more no's. Yes, because 95% of the people that you're going to be talking to, they're not going to do business with you. Is that 5% the goal that you're looking for? So we're going to get 95% no's. And once we know how much our dollar per hour or our dollar per no is, that actually helps us be able to find that inside motivation. Because my job is to inspire, just like James and everything else we do here in Pivot Shift. Their job is to find the motivation within.
So what if I told you that knowing that every 20 calls, I get an appointment, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And James has always made fun of my Girl Scout cookie sheet, but this is on our desk every day. Every day is a page, and it keeps track of all the things, right? And what if I was on my 19th call and I got 19 no's, and I know based on history of tracking that the 20th call is going to get me a yes? Wouldn't I be motivated to make that call?
I would certainly hope. I would
right.
certainly
so,
hope.
So there's the tracking. You know, the tracking mesh with motivation. I definitely think if you're not tracking, it's like, how do I know I'm getting better? How do I know I'm going to get, is there an end to it? Right. How do you know your day's ended?
And even the other, go ahead. The other part of that is that whenever I'm working with somebody and we're looking at their key metrics, we can have the discussion of like, okay, so you're making the calls, but you're not setting in appointments. Are you even asking?
Right.
Right. So that the metrics are not really for as therefore to tell a story. The numbers don't lie, and they actually tell a really good story whenever they're tracked properly.
Right. Right.
And your tracker is awesome. I actually have R&D'd it myself.
Well, you can. Yeah, it's been uploaded into the different sites over the years, and it's morphed. You can make it your own. I think there's a Word version where you can do whatever you want with it. I want to move on quickly though, because we only have a few more minutes. Linda Brennan, and thank you everyone for your shares this morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. You're doing a great job. Thank you for calling on me. A couple things. So I've been with Keller, I think it's coming up on 7 years, and the multi-year trends is such an amazing tool to be able to look back. It shows me my busy seasons when I need to hit it harder. So I love that. And then a simple pipeline. So I started that, I use command, but I started a pipeline again of just anybody who calls me, I throw it on there. And it's been eye-opening to see, you know, how many dead leaves there are that you know fall off or do something, and then all the I color code them, so the green ones are the ones that I focus on daily, and so it's just been really helpful because a lot of calls come in and I don't, you know, it's given me better follow up. So thank you. Great.
Thank you. I'm gonna jump around. Rico,
what's going on? Happy Tuesday. So, I'm all about tracking. Tracking, just like the young lady before me was saying, it tells a story. I used to run a team where I had 500 employees under me, and numbers would be everything for me because I can just sit there for 15, 20 minutes, and I can just tell if you're following the scripts that I'm giving you or if you're saying what you're supposed to. So I track on a daily. So I do the today to-do list, where I do check things off my paper. Yes, I use paper. And I feel like I accomplish things when I get off track and people call me, you know, I'll just go right back to my to-do list and see where did I leave off at and pick it up right then from there. So tracking, I mean, I'm 100% for that. I do a daily tracker, which leads to a weekly recap because I do MAPS coaching and I do PC coaching, which then becomes a monthly recap, tells me how I did for that month. And then at the end of the year, when I do, well, I do a 6 months, then a full year. And then it just tells me everything that I did and then where I need to adjust, where my referrals are coming from, and how can I become better.
Right. Thank you. So in total transparency, this is my tracker for the day I got hijacked. Look at the what? One line, one call. And then I was gone and I never came back. Hey, Deb, good morning. And then we're going to do Pat and George and we're going to call it a wrap.
Good morning.
30 seconds, go.
From Nebraska. Hey, the thing that motivates me is being able to have the list of all the homes that I've already sold this year and the families that I've helped. And that helps me look at what my goals are. But also the pipeline really motivates me because it's all those relationships. And I need to get my words in before I come home every night because my husband loves me more when that happens. So making sure that I have that in front of me at all times, that really motivates me to push a little harder.
Awesome. Thanks. Good morning, Pat, and then George, and then we're going to wrap it up.
Okay. So if anyone has ever been on my time blocking on Sunday morning, they know I track this and what my book looks like by the time I get to the end of the week, that I track every single day. Now, what I try or what I really, my goal is to have 30 points back to our little tracking page that we got in Inspire. And if I have 30 points every day, no matter what, I'm going to sell houses that month.
That's great, Pat. And Pat, I've seen Pat's tracker or her calendar. It does look like this, actually. Hey, George, I owe you a phone call. Thank you. Thank you for the birthday wishes. What you got?
Yeah, I like you said earlier, I track my business expenses every week on Sunday morning. I know exactly what I spent the prior week in business and personal. And like you, Paul, I have a daily tracker that literally and is color coded for the calls I make, the text, emails, doors knock, in-person meets, postcards, letters, social media. So you know exactly what you're doing every day. And then you can evaluate where you're coming short or maybe you're doing too much in one of the others. But the key is to know what you're doing to get the appointments.
Right. And it's almost like coaching yourself, because if a coach was trying to give a golfer corrections and they weren't tracking or they were just willy-nilly, how do you know what to correct if you have nothing written down or nothing to go by?
You need a baseline.
Exactly. Well, thank you, everyone. It's 8:21. I'm going to wrap things up with motivation isn't about feelings. It's about numbers and actions. The more you track, the more progress you'll see. And progress fuels motivation. So the next time you feel discouraged, it's about numbers and action. The more you track, the more progress you'll see. And if you're not doing the activities, the results will be on their way. Hey, thanks everyone for participating. Thank you, Vicky, for waking up early in Austin and manning the control booth. You've got your inspiration. Now go put in the perspiration.
Thank you, Paul. Great stuff. I appreciate you hosting today. If you enjoyed what you heard, then hang out with us. Go to Facebook, search Pivot Shift Ahead, and you can join the Facebook group. And if you'd like to join the call live, you can go to jamesdshaw.com and click join our free daily call. That'll give you the link to the Zoom. You can also learn more about the Inspire Collective, our membership community there. We'll see you next time. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration.